the response was phenomenal. It wasn't just on a local basis. It was national. It was international. It was far bigger than we ever hoped, so to speak. I mean, we ended up with what, I think it was something like 55, 56 countries taking part and about 550 clubs across the country who were massively involved in it. And yeah, we ended up with 30,000 people, 16,000 boats. I mean, it's the biggest sailing event that's ever happened, really.
So I suppose the problem with it being so successful last year is having to kind of beat that or compete with it this year. How's it going in that, Spencer?
It's going pretty well. I mean, people know what to expect. So there was less rush to sign up initially. But just at the moment, we're seeing, you know, 300, 400, 500 people signing up every day. You know, Ian Percy, Ben Ainslie, knowing Andrew like they did and promoting it. It's actually that they're getting some of the Olympic sailors from different countries involved. It's going all over the place, but it's still going to be a massive event, and we've got a few other things that we're going to get going to try and get new people on the water.
I mean, obviously, last year it was particularly poignant because it was the first one, and it was in memory of Andrew. But continuing that legacy, I mean, what do you see as the importance of this event? Is it remembering Andrew, or is it getting people into sailing and continuing the foundation's work?
I think it's both. I mean, Andrew was such a larger-than-life figure. Yeah, he was known by many people in the sailing world. So I think for a lot of people who were involved in the sailing, it's very much about remembering Andrew. I think as part of that, as part of Andrew's legacy, it's getting new people involved in the sport. He was always passionate about that. He wanted, you know, he put his time into getting youngsters sailing. So I think, you know, with the money we raised, I mean, we raised £365,000 last year. And with that money raised, we've put grants on an international basis, but also on a local basis. You know, we've put funding into Weymouth, you know, with local schools. We've paid for local schools to go sailing. We've put grants into Plymouth, into Brixham, across the south coast. But then we've got grants in London, in Scotland, in Bermuda, South Africa, Sweden. You know, it's been a massive, massive engagement. And, you know, it's still going. We've got a second round of grants opening in October, which, depending on how big Bart's Bash is, depends on the scope and range of that as well.
And from the feedback you had from last year's event, what did people say about taking part in it and knowing they were taking part in something that other people on the other side of the world were also doing?
I think that was it. It was, you know, it is a fun event. You know, with the wind, all right, there was wind here, there'll be clubs which have got no wind. So the result was always going to be a little bit up in the air. But it was the taking part. You know, we had feedback from clubs saying it was the biggest event that they've ever held at their club. It motivated the club members. People were getting boats out that had not sailed for a couple of years. So it was a really good club drive to get people back on the water for that day, to bring clubs on the social side. Actually, all right, everyone was on the water, but they're holding barbecues, raffles, doing everything like that you do on this sort of event. And it really brought people and clubs together. So it was fantastic.
And for you and the rest of the guys at the Foundation, is it an emotional day or a proud day?
I think it's a proud day. I think, you know, the amount that's been achieved, I mean, the Foundation's been going for, what, 18 months, maybe coming up for 2 years, and the amount that it's achieved using Bart's Bash, using the money raised, using the connections in sailing, it's great to look back and sort of say, actually, there's, you know, I think it's 35,000 people that have been sailing in events to do with the Foundation. And, you know, on a local basis, I think the grants last year, we directly got 1,000 people new to sailing on the water. So it is a proud day, and it's great to be able to raise the money, get the event going, and then put it back into the sailing world, really.